Stray FM Health and Wellbeing Show today, we have somebody who you may well recognise from the television. I have Dr. Helen Lual. Hello.
Hello there.
Now, people will have seen you on a variety of programmes, actually. Channel 4's How to Stay Well and also Food Unwrapped. And also recently, Britain's Best Junior Doctor as well. Today, we're talking, though, about a group or a clinic, I suppose, in Harrogate called One Wellness. Before we get on to talk about that, tell me a little bit about you, your history in the medical world and how you've got to where you are today, Helen.
Yeah, so first of all, thank you for having me on the show. It's good to be here and it's always nice to have the opportunity to talk about health and wellbeing. So I actually grew up in Yorkshire. I grew up in Pickering, not far down the road from Harrogate. And I did my medical school training at Hull York Medical School. So very much a Yorkshire lass. And then I ventured off to London to do my GP training. And really, what I noticed during my GP training when I was working as a registrar in a large GP surgery in Chalk Farm is I noticed that there was a bit of a theme cropping up amongst the sort of problems I was seeing. So seeing a lot of stress at work, low mood, musculoskeletal problems like back pain and osteoarthritis, type 2 diabetes, pre-diabetes, overweight and obesity and sleeping problems. And then I noticed that the underlying theme that tied all these conditions and problems together was lifestyle. And that's when I really began my lifestyle medicine journey.
So what approaches do you take now then? How is that different from maybe the traditional medication route?
Yeah, it's a great question. Well, first of all, just to explain, when I talk about lifestyle medicine, it really is an evidence-based approach in which lifestyle changes, including nutrition, physical activity, stress management, social support, are used to prevent, treat or reverse chronic diseases or mental health problems, actually, and really by addressing the underlying cause. So I very much still, I am a GP and I do all the same things that normal GPs will do. But perhaps if I'm seeing someone who, for example, has come in and they have osteoarthritis in their knee, which perhaps is caused because they're overweight and there's a large load being put on that knee, I will still offer them painkillers and the medications and a physiotherapy referral. But really, I will spend most of my time talking about what they're doing on a daily basis. You know, are they moving enough? Are they exercising enough? What sort of foods are they eating? Are they stressed? Maybe this is why they're overeating. So it's really about looking at what we're doing, looking at our routines and habits and breaking them down and then really trying to address what the obstacles have been so far.
So the work that you're doing in the Harrogate area then is with One Wellness. What is One Wellness?
I describe us really as a health and wellness centre. So we're a group of specialists and experts. So we have a physiotherapy team, personal training team, and there's me, and I've really come on board as Yorkshire's first GP and health coach. And we're offering exercise classes and workshops on healthy living, and I'm also offering my one-to-one coaching sessions. So it's something a little bit different. It's really a new way of approaching health, and the idea is that you can come to us and everything's under one roof. So we're looking at mental health, physical health, all aspects of health really, rather than just treating an individual symptom or disease.
So what are some of the most common issues or queries that you deal with at One Wellness then?
There's some common things that crop up, really. I think mental health is a big one. And even if someone's coming in about their physical health, their diabetes, or perhaps they want to lose weight around their tummy, their mental and emotional well-being is always a factor. And actually, mental illness affects 1 in 4 adults in the UK and 1 in 10 children. And I think that we forget that exercise and food is a great way of preventing mental health problems, but also treating existing mental health problems like stress and depression, low mood. And the other one is overweight and obesity. You know, so many of us are overweight these days, and we're really not that far behind America. And I think the biggest barrier people find really in trying to lose weight is they know what to do. They've done their own research, or they've been to see someone who's given them the advice, but it's putting that into practice and making the changes that's difficult. And that's simply because we're creatures of habit. That's really where I come in as a health coach. You know, I describe health coaches as masters of habit change, and I'm really there to help people make the changes and make lasting changes so that they keep the weight off.
So you've been running some workshops gaps then with One Wellness? I think the one that happened most recently, was it called Moving Well?
Yeah, it's called Own Your Exercise, How to Move Well. Yeah, and we had a really good turnout and some really good feedback. And really what we did is it was a very interactive workshop. There's nothing worse than going to a presentation or a talk and just being talked at. So we spent the first half of the evening looking at what exercise is, why it's important to the body, and how much we should be doing, and what type of exercise we should be doing. And then we did some practical demonstrations. So everyone that came had some take-home exercises. And then the most exciting part for me was really spending the second half of the workshop actually coaching people. So coaching them to come up with action steps that they could then take away and put into practice the day after.
So what other opportunities have you got coming up then?
The Own Your Exercise one was one of a three-part series of workshops, and the second one is on food. So it's Own Your Food or Own Your Eating, and we'll be looking at how to create healthy eating habits, you know, dispelling some of the myths out there about food. We're overloaded really with information, aren't we, on foods and diets and via social media and the internet. So clarifying, you know, what's fact and what's fiction. And then lastly, the last workshop will take place in July, and that will be all around sleep and relaxation, which is often a neglected area of our health, and it tends to be the last thing we tend to look at when we're trying to solve some of our health issues.
So you're kind of covering all bases there. We're covering movement, we're covering nutrition, and we're covering sleep. And I would guess they're kind of the three key main points of staying well. If somebody would like to get some advice, either from yourself, Dr. Helen Lowell, or maybe come along to One Wellness and to meet you there, what's the best point of contact?
Yeah, no, there's loads of options. So first of all, you can give us a ring, and that's on 01423 568 212. Or you can just pop in. We're at the back of Moby Square Medical Centre, and there's always someone around to answer queries. And then we have a website. So our website is onewellnessharrogate.co.uk, and also an active Facebook page if anyone listening is out there on Facebook. And Instagram as well. So we're everywhere.
And one last question then. If people, obviously, they can come and see you at One Wellness, but have we got any more TV appearances on the horizon?
Well, Food and Wrap's a bit of an ongoing thing, so there'll be some Food and Wrap episodes popping up soon. And then the big thing really for me this year is being involved in Britain's Best Junior Doctors, which is this new quiz show that's coming out. So teams of junior doctors battling it out, and Joe Brand is presenting that, and that's to mark the 70th anniversary of the NHS. So that's a really important project, and I was really pleased to be part of that.
Okay, well, thank you so much for talking to us, Dr. Helen Lowell. And One Wellness Harrogate .co.uk is where people can find out more and hopefully get some help from you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me on. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.